You go bosa the ksiv, the way it's written, not the way we read it. It's written like a Lashon Yochid, Yarshiyun. So therefore, it's not a Lashon Rabin, you only need three dayonim. Omer Rav Yitzchok bar Yosi, Omer Rav Yechanan. I'll tell you that Rebbe, for Rebbe Yehuda ben Royitz, Obey Shammai, for Rebbe Shimon, for Rebbe Akiva, all these mandiyomrim, kulo svirulu yeshim lemikro. That we go after the way we read the pasuk. Sometimes in the Chumash it's written down one way, and there's a Kabbalah, Allah l'mashim isinna, that we read it differently. Like sometimes it's missing a noise, it's written one way, and we read it ashe yashiyun. And even though, like we read it with the Vav, ashe yashiyun, even though it's only written without the Vav, that's a shal, do you go boss the ksiv, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, or do you go boss the kriya, the way we read it, the way our Kabbalah, how we're supposed to read it. So all these mandiyam hold, yeshim lemikra. You always go bossa the way it's written in the Torah. Or Rashi, no, I mean, not lemikra, forget, Rashi says, yeshim lemikra means bossa kriyas linan. You go the way we read it, not the way the ksiv it's written, but yeshim lemikra, the way we read it. The yikra. Therefore, the way we read this word, even though it's written yashi'un, without the vav, but we read it with the vav, as yashi'un, we read it. We read it yashi'un, therefore it's lashon rabim. Rebbe hodi amorin. Rebbe is like we just said. The Rebbe says we read the word Ashiyashiun. That means the Lashon Rabim too. Even though the Ksiv it's written only without the Vav. So you see, Rebbe goes both to the Kriya the way we read it, not the way it's written. If Rebbe Yehuda ben Royitz, how do we know he holds that way? The Tanya would learn like this: Shalu Tamidim es Rebbe Yehuda ben Royitz. His Tamidim asked him, Ekrani, maybe I should read the Posik Shivim. That for 70 days, the halacha is after a lady gives birth to a girl. So you know she's tamei for 2 weeks. So the pasuk says shvuayim. It says shvuayim, but in the Torah it's written shivim. It's just written shin beis ayin yud mem. We read it shvuayim, 2 weeks. But the talmidim says, how do you know to read she's only tamei for 2 weeks? Maybe read it the way it's written. It's written shivim. Maybe she's tamei for 70 days. So Mar says, yochel, you thought this, you would think yochel teyeledes nekeva tamei shivim. Maybe a lady, when she gives birth to a girl, maybe she's tummy for the next 70 days. Omelanti said back to them, listen, the Torah says the Pasha gives birth to a Zohar. It says that she's tummy for 7 days, and then she's Torah for 33 days. Now, it says the same thing, that we know she's tummy for 14 days, and then she's Torah for another 64 days till 80 days. So, ma kishatir bezocher. Just like when Torah says that she gives birth to a Zohar, she's Torah. V'nikeva keflayim, by nikeva it's double the amount of days that she's Torah, she's Torah for 66 days, is afki shetimei. The same way when the Torah says you give birth to a boy or to a girl that you're tamei, the Zohar, so the Torah says if the lady gives birth to a boy, she's tamei for 7 days, even if she doesn't see any dam. If she gives birth without seeing any blood, still she's tamei for 7 days. So the nekeva keflayim, that's the svar to say she gives birth to a girl. What the pasuk means is she's tummy for 2 weeks, not for 70 days, but for 2 weeks. Now liyacha she yotzo, after the tamidim went out, yotzo umachzer acher, and they went after them. Omulam, they said back to him, iyatem tukukim lekach. Why do you have to say that svar for your like your limud that we learn out you may tummy from you may tor? They asked him back, what do you have to say that way for? Shvuayim karinan. Why don't you say Pashit, go boss of the Kriya? We know we read the Pasuk Shvuayim, even though it's written Shivim in the Pasuk, but we know we do not read it Shivim, we read it Shvuayim. So you should, it's in the Talmidim, wherever he asked the Rebbe the back, you should have said Pashit. You know how I know when Ishi gives birth to a girl, tell me for 2 weeks, because the Pasuk says Shvuayim. And V'yeshim lemikra, we should go boss of the reading. Yeshem lemikra. The Maestro was actually after the Talmidim went away from you, the Ben Royitz, he went after them. Yotzu Matzah, he went after them. The Talmidim answered this. So now the Rebbe of Yehuda Ben Royitz went back to them and said back to them, what do you have to come on to what you're saying for? I have a Pashta Teretz. In other words, I hold Yeshem lemikra, that we darshin how we read the Sefer Torah, not only the way it's written. That's a Rai also of Yehuda Ben Royitz holds Yeshem lemikra. You go after the way we read the pasuk, and the way we read it is shivuayim. Therefore, I know that it means she's tamei for 2 weeks and not for 70 days.
That's the right Yehuda ben Royce also holds Yeshem Mikra. Beishamai, where's Beishamai? How do we know Beishamai holds this? That's now we learn like this. Beishamai Yermim, kol ha nitnin ala mizbech hachitzen. Anytime you use the outside mizbech to make the zrika sadam, when you bring kabonis, and you have to nitnin means make a zrika, put the dam on the mizbech, Rashi says, kol nitnin means oilo shlomin, v'yoshim, ha'atunim shtei matonish en arba. You have to make two times the splits at the corner. When you spritz one time at the corner, it goes on both sides of the corner. Then you go on the other side and also spritz one time, that the spritzing goes on both sides of the corner. So it's called two times you're spritzing, but it's like four, because it goes on all four sides. That's called Shem Matana Shem Arba. What's going to be? Yeah. So Beisham is like this. Kol ha-nipna al-mizbeach ha-chitzen, she-nipna matana achas keeper. Even though the Ketchila you're supposed to do two times, two zrikas, if the person of the Kohen only made one zrika, still it's kosher. Shino the korban yad yikapara. Why? Shneur mitzvah v'dams v'chech yishofech v'sundashin. Uvechatis. What about by korban chatis? He holds. He holds shtei matonis. That even though the ketchila by korban chatis is supposed to make four zrikas on all four sides, but with the evidence if you make two, it's also keeper yad yikapara. That's what Beishamai says. Uvechil loymrim no. After chatis, even by korban chatis, that you're supposed to chatchila make four zrikas, she nosna b'maton achas. Let's say the evad, the kohen only spritzed one time, he only made one matono. He's also keeper. That's a beisilul holds. So kitzus of achleikus beisham and beisilul by korban chatis. If you make one zrika, is it yotza? You have a kapara not? Beisilul holds yes, you have a kapara. Beisham says no, you have no kapara. Now what's the achleikus? The Yom Rafuna, my time with the Beishamai, what is Beishamai said that a Korban Chattis is different? That here you have to have two Zrikas. It's not enough to have one, because Kronos, Kronos, Kronos. Says the word Kronos, Kronos, Kronos three times. Herekan Sheish, as if it says six times. Like you have to have six Zrikas. What kind of six? We only have to have four. So it means tell us like this. Arba le mitzvah. That lechetchila le mitzvah is supposed to make four Zrikas. But our koponim is shtayim liyakev. That you know, but the evidence, if you only do two, you also yaitza. You also yaitza. You have your kapara. But our koponim you have to have are two. So Rashi says, Kronos, 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 Bechata Shemazer Chitzen Ksiv, Beseya, Beseya, the Nosi Ksiv, Kronos Chosar, or the Kafso, the Yochid Ksiv, Kronos Molein, Beseya, the Yochid Ksiv, Kronos Chosar. So Kitzer, Beishama here, Lechura goes after the Mikra, the way we read these tzukim. We read all these three words, Lashon Rabin, Kronos, Kronos, Kronos. Even though it's written, two of them is missing the vav. So you see, Beishamai goes after the Kriya, how we read it, not the way it's written. However, Beisil Lomrim, no. Kronos, Kronos, Kronos. You go both to the Ksiv, the way it's written in the Torah. It's written one time Kronos, plural, two. But the next two times it's written Lashon Yochid. Harei Kan Arba. So all you have here is just four together. Two and two is four. So what do we do with the four? Gimul le mitzvah, that le mitzvah is supposed to make the zrika on three corners. The achas likav, but our koponim, if you only do it on one, you also mekayim. So according to koponim, again, clearly you see, according to Beishamai, that he dashes kronos, 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 six, even though it's written out that way, because he goes after the mikra, the way we read it, not the way it's written. All right, turn over. Nadimur says, V'yema may be kulu l'mitzvah. Maybe all of them is only l'mitzvah. Means even if you don't make this zrik altogether, maybe you have your kapara. So Mara says, no. Kapara b'chti l'yashkechon. We don't find a person has a kapara like for nothing. Of course, we know the yikra, the korban is to make a shchita and then to work with the dam. You have to make the shchita in order to have a kabbalah sadam. And then you take the dam and make halacha, you walk to the mizbech, and then you make the zrika. We know, of course, the Gemara Kapora, the main part of the Kapora, is the Zrika sprinkling the dam on the Mizbeach. So, Vav, you can't get away with the Kapora without making a Zrika. So, Kitta, this is the Raya Beishamai Yosef holds, Yesh Im Lemikru. We go the way we read it, and not the way it's written. Rabbi Shimon, where's the Raya? Rabbi Shimon also holds it like this. Tatani, wrote the Gemara in Sukkah. Shtayim Kilchosim. Yabai Sukkah, you have to have at least two good walls. Or Shlishis Afidu Tefach. The third wall is enough, even though it's only a Tefach. However, Rabbi Shimon, I know, Shloisha Kilchasim, you have to have three walls, Kilchasim, at least seven tefachim long. or revealed on the fourth wall, that's the Filo Tefach. So what's the Machlekes? The Gemara explains there, but Michael Miflagi, Rabbonin Sarvi Yeshim Lemeserif. The Rabbonin say, you go boss it the way it's written. It's written, Sukkos, 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 Chosar. So therefore, all you have to have is just three walls, and the Halacha is that the third wall is enough for Tefach. Rabbi Shimon Savano Yeshim Lemikra. Go the way we read the Psukim. We read the Pasuk Psukim, Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos. So we read it Sukkos, like you have six. Therefore, he dashes one legufe, so he left off with two, which means four walls. See, old Mikra didn't have to have four walls for the Sukkah. Then the Lachul Moshe Mishinai is that the fourth wall is enough for Tefach. But you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, also you go boss the Mikra the way you read it. Rabban and Savrino, Yeshim Lemeserif, you have to go the way it's written. Basukais, Basukas, Basukais. So it's written two chaser, one mole. Harei Kanarba. That's like you need four walls. So dal chad kro legufe. One pasuk is legufe can't dashin. Parshlo tlosa. It's left over. You need three walls for the sukkah. And so also hilchoso. We know there's a lach l'moshe misina that on one wall is enough a tefach. That comes gerosa lishlishis v'yakimta tefach. It comes to say that the third wall you do not need a complete wall, but it's enough just a tefach on the third wall. That's the rabbanan shita. However, Rabbi Shimon Sovar basukas basukas basukas. We read it. Sukkot. So haray kan sheish. It's like you have three times two. You have six. Dal chad kro legufe. One word basukas you need legufe to teach us. You have to make a sukkah. Tosh du abo. You left over with two extra ones. As if to teach us. You need four walls. If so, you need four walls. But we have osi hilchasa to the lach l'mashe mesinai goros to the revius that takes away the fourth wall v'yukma tefach. That's Rabbi Shimon shita. But Nachman, you see, Rabbi Shimon holds Yeshim leMikra. You go after the way we read the Torah. Rabbi Akiva, where's the Rai Rabbi Akiva holds? The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, Minayin the Revius Dam Sheyotze Mishnei Mesim. If you have two dead people and one Revius of Dam comes out from both of them, Shematama B'Yoyel. How do we know that still that Revius of Dam has a Tumas Oil? If it goes under a roof and there are other Kalim under the roof, the other Kalim become Tami. How do we know this? Shneimer, the pasuk says, "I'll call nafshes meis layavoi." Shtei nafshes, talking about nafshes, mashma plural, two nafshes. V'shir echad, and you only need the shir of one. Rashi says, "Nafshes haynu dam dikri nefesh revius he shir chiyusah shalodim." You only need a revius. That's the shir of a person who lives with a revius of dam. Dikri meis such yetsah by shir misa. You're not called the meis until left you at least revius dam. Shtei nafshes mashma mishnei bnei yadam. Uksiv meis. The pasuk says, "I call nafshoyis meis." So nafshoyis is mashma from two people, and meis is mashma from one. Kedei misa, hainu revius. That's the way Rabbi Akiva dashens here. That even though you have from nafshoyis two people, meis only a one revius of dam. That one revius of dam that came out from two meisim, it has tumas oil on it. For Rabbanan says no, nefoshik siv. Even though we read it nafshoyis. That's not the way it's written. The way it's written in the Torah, it says nefoshes. It's written like that, nefoshes tziv. So it says now lashon rabin. So again, you see, Rabbi Akiva holds you go basa mikra the way we read it, and the rabbanim say no, you go basa the way it's written. Maskev lo Rav Acher by Yaakov. Now yes, Akasha. Mi ikah the less la yeshim le mikra. Is there anybody that holds that we don't go after the way we read something? They're telling me that you only go basa the way it's written. If so, what time you learn like this? Bechelev imay. Says what you can't cook meat. Bechelev imay. We know with dashin it means chalav imay, that you can't cook milk and meat together. Now yochol bechelev. Maybe the pasuk doesn't mean milk. Maybe it doesn't mean chalav milk. Maybe it means chelev. Maybe it means you're not allowed to cook the meat and the fat together. Maybe that's what the pasuk says. How do we know to read the word chalav? Maybe it means chelev. So when it says a matzah.